It's Get Well Wednesday. Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor today is Dr. David Malenbranch. Did I say it right?
It's a Haitian name, so you can give it a French flair. It's Malbranche.
Malbranche.
Malbranche. Yeah. All right. Yeah. What up, Doc?
How you doing? What's going on this morning?
All right. He's a board-certified internal medicine physician and research and public health activist with expertise in HIV and sexuality-transmitted infections. We want to talk to you today about, we had a blood drive and for the victims of the Orlando tragedy and the gay or bisexual men who've had sex with another man in the past 12 months were not allowed to donate blood.
Yeah.
And that and the rules are, and because, you know, obviously we're talking about a gay club and the homosexual men rushed to give blood, but only to be told that, you know, their blood was not accepted. And the rules have changed, but not really.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you look at the history of the FDA's, the Food Drug Administration's ban on donated blood from, you know, same gender loving and same sex loving men. It's gone back to 1983 when we actually didn't have a good hold on the epidemic. So when we were scrambling to figure out how it was being transmitted and people realized that folks were getting it from donated blood, people who were hemophiliacs, folks who were in car accidents, other, you know, surgical procedures, loss of blood, that was part of the reason why people didn't have a handle on it. Mm-hmm. But again, that's something like we're looking at 33 years ago, and the ban back then was an indefinite ban. So the question was, if you ever had sex with a man and you were a man, then you couldn't donate blood. And so it was recently revised in December of 2015 to be 12 months. Mm-hmm. But still, if you look at most human beings are not going to be celibate for 12 months. And I'm talking straights, same gender loving folks and anybody in between. So it's kind of a ridiculous way to kind of keep a hold on that and keep a stigma against same gender loving people.
Doc, this is what I find ridiculous, because you test the blood.
Yeah.
Okay, so why not just give the blood, test it? If it doesn't test right, then throw it away. But
well, I mean, you're using logic there, and a lot of times when there's stigma and discrimination against same gender loving people in a general society, even science, and you find that with politics too. Procedures get done, policies get made, despite what the science says. And so people go against science all the time, and this is just another example.
This is just another example.
It's another example in which America kind of turns its head against science, because it's better to just discriminate say, you know, I don't like these people, even though the FDA recommends, and they'll tell you that whoever's going to get donated blood, and you can look on redcross.org, you can look at FDA.com, and you can see they'll give you a comprehensive list of all the tests that they do. And it's not just HIV. And if you look at the statistics, you look at HIV, there's about 1.2 million cases in the USA, correct? Mm. When you look at hepatitis C, there's upwards of close to 4 million cases, which is also bloodborne and can be transmitted through transfusion. Hepatitis B is also one. So hepatitis B and C, hepatitis C is 4 million. Hepatitis B is about 2.2 million. So both of those actually have numbers and share numbers wise of prevalence in the United States that are much greater than HIV and can carry just as severe of illnesses as HIV can.
Dr. David, what about if a person smokes a lot of weed, drinks a lot of alcohol? Is their blood good for donating?
Well, I mean, their blood is good for donating, but you're talking about infectious agents here. So people get more concerned and scared about infectious agents. And so, you know, one of the problems here, too, is that when you look at it, the strange irony of all this, as you mentioned going into this, is that when you're looking at a massacre that obviously was targeted, forget the Islamic slant, which is being overly burdened by the media right now, but this was basically a gay hate crime, if we look at it. And you look at all these people that were trying to donate, the first ones in line were same gender loving folks and folks from the LGBT community. And the irony was that all these people were being turned away. That's on the premise that straight folk don't have HIV too. It's also on the premise of when you're actually going to get
straight folks don't have hepatitis or syphilis.
Those kind of things. And that's what's crazy about it. And people can lie, Tom. People can lie on these things. So if you sit there, I can sit there in front of you.
What's going to stop them from lying?
Yeah,
nothing's going to stop them from lying. And this is where it gets
That's why you have tests on the blood in case someone's lying.
Absolutely. And let's also be clear. A lot of what people are arguing why this still needs to be a screening question and why people are still foolishly keeping on to this 12-month ban is because they say, well, there's a window period that's up to 30 days and can be as long as 3 months or 6 months. And that's using a lot of the archaic and a lot of the old language and a lot of the old science from 30 years ago. We now have tests that can shorten that window period from anywhere from 9 to 14 days. So if someone is exposed to HIV and gets infected with HIV, we can detect it with a lot of our things, a lot of our tests, as quickly as probably about 2 weeks, not 30 days or 3 months.
And the average blood bank would be able to do that?
Absolutely. They should be. They have to be standardized. It's FDA.
So this obviously will put a lot of attention on it. And do you think that the changes will take place in a quick order?
We can hope, but there are a lot of policies we want to change in the United States and don't change because of the science. So, but we need to keep fighting for it.
Dr. David, how do I say it again?
Malbranche.
He's seen on the Greater Than AIDS campaign Ask the HIV Doc series on YouTube, and he'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions. Thank you, Dr. David.
No worries.
All right, Malbranche.